I've seen a shark in the water.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Not scuba diving, but doing the snorkeling. And Turk saw a reef shark. Followed it, actually. Swam over it and watched it swim for a bit.
Is that like, at it, going, hey, what you doing?
Yeah. That's like a not going to eat you kind of shark?
I was told that, and he didn't seem very...
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Do we need to clarify the all eyes on again? It's a joke. It's a thing.
It's a tease that is often used, and you see it a lot on, like, Good Morning America, Today Show, CBS
CNN,
This Morning.
CBS, they all use it. It's a pet peeve of mine.
It drives Vince crazy.
They put it on the bottom graphic. All eyes on debate, you know, or all eyes on the markets, or all eyes on whatever. Number one, they overuse it. Number two, it's super lazy. Number three, it's not true. Never are all eyes all on one thing.
What's so funny is after you pointed it out to me, I
see it all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All eyes.
All eyes tonight on the presidential debate, earliest one we've had here since both candidates have yet to actually be nominated.
Kind of presumptuous,
by the party. Right. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump meet head-to-head at CNN's Atlanta studios for their first debate since the 2020 election.
President Biden will enter from the right side of your screen. President Trump will enter from the left side of your screen. The podiums are 8 feet apart. Directly across from them, the moderators.
Okay, CNN's Phil Mattingly on how it will set up. Pretty standard. Other rules for the contest. Most notably, microphones will be muted, except for the candidate who was given the question from the moderators to answer. CNN is hoping to avoid what moderator Dana Bash called after the pair's first debate in 2020.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
It was moderated by Fox, that one, and had a lot of interruptions, a lot of bickering, to the point that you could barely understand what was happening.
Now, make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
The
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court Justice,
the
radical
question,
left.
Will you
who
shut
is your,
up, man?
Listen, who is
okay,
on your
so
list?
So anyway, other parameters. It will be a 90-minute debate with the president and former president standing at those podiums, which are 8 feet apart.
Oh, okay.
I told you that already.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Pay attention now. All eyes are supposed to be on this. I need your eyes on this. No pre-written notes allowed. Each will be given a pad of paper, a pen, and a bottle of water.
Okay.
Two commercial breaks in the 90 minutes of the debate, also moderated by CNN's Jake Tapper. President Biden has been at Camp David for about a week, said to be studying, doing mock debates in preparation.
Biden has been out of the public eye in recent days holding mock debates. He's expected to focus on abortion rights, along with Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
ABC's Perry Russum, for his part, former President Donald Trump back on the campaign trail and mocking the Biden approach to the contest.
As you know, it's been reported that right now Crooked Joe's gone to a log cabin to study, prepare. No, he didn't. He's sleeping now because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's they want to strengthen him up.
So that's former President Trump's prep.
All right.
2 minutes for the candidates to answer a question, 1 minute for rebuttals, and the moderators may, at their discretion, ask follow-up questions. No live audience for this contest, which will originate from the studios of CNN in Atlanta. As for where, how you can see it, listen to it, we will have coverage beginning at 7 p.m. from ABC
7 o'clock
News.
Is our pregame, and then 8 o'clock the main event.
The
is,
kickoff at 8, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just after 8 o'clock. So you can listen to it here on WTMJ. TMJ 4 News will also simulcast, and of course CNN will have the debate on cable. 7:16 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports up next, sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
NBA draft continues this afternoon. The Bucks pick third in the second round of the draft. With the 23rd pick overall in round one, the Milwaukee Bucks picked a teenager who's been playing his basketball in Australia's National Basketball League.
In selecting 19-year-old A.J. Johnson, 23rd overall in the NBA draft, Milwaukee Bucks GM John Horst took a rare opportunity to address long-term potential and immediate impact.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now, here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve. I think he's a combination of both. He has, in my mind, a defined elite skill set with speed and athleticism, and he knows how to play.
At Deer District, Dylan Hunter-Carter, WTMJ Sports.
Coverage of round two, where the Bucks have the 33rd pick overall. Again, third pick today. It's on ESPN beginning at 3 our time.
So many highlights to play.
Grand slam!
And so little time from Wednesday's big win over the Rangers.
Little soft liner into center and diving and not making the catch is Hill. It gets behind him and Jackson's off to the races. He's around second. He is sprinting around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Chario's in there safely. Jackson Chario, a trip around the bases, and we are tied at five.
Oh, so awesome.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chario.
Pretty cool to see him run around the bases again this month. Second time in like 8 days that this has happened.
Didn't even appear exhausted.
That was
like just
he slides
slid, smiled, like wasn't doing the...
Right?
Just, that's a nice trip.
That home run would tie the game at five. It would go into extras Wednesday afternoon at AmFam Field. Andrew Monasterio at the plate.
The 1-1 pitch. Lined into left center field. That's going to get down. Plug the gap. Roll all the way to the wall. Andrew Monasterio flips that helmet high in the air as Adames scores from third. And the Brewers walk off the Rangers and sweep them here this afternoon.
Yeah, it's just amazing. What a game. What a win. So now they're off today. A rare home off day, which is kind of nice.
Boy, they're going to like that.
And then Craig Counsell and the Cubs come to town for a weekend series. Cubs, by the way, free fall. Just lost again last night. Today, by the way, the final day of the first phase of voting for the All-Star game. We got a couple of guys that could make the first cut. So the dime is now.
Get out and vote.
Yes, 11 a.m. is the cutoff. Go to MLB.com and vote in Contreras, Yelich, maybe Joey Ortiz, but get it done.
720 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Make it through the day without you.
Give it up for John Sakata.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
Dude, this might be the last time for the Cicada Sakata Open.
We'll never hear John again.
I may not. I mean, not until we have another double brood.
Or he comes to Walworth County Fair or something.
What's he up to? I would see that, actually. This could be the last time we hear the Cicada Sakata Open because the cicadas are disappearing.
We are very rapidly coming to a close of cicada season in the state. Within areas like Lake Geneva, I know it's definitely gotten quieter. There's still some out there, but those will be disappearing here within the next week or so.
Eric can confirm.
Yeah.
Your folks' place in Lake Geneva area?
Just this past weekend was there, and you could dramatically notice a difference. Much quieter and less buggy.
Hearing there from PJ Leash, he is an entomologist with the University of Wisconsin, saying, yeah, cicada apocalypse is pretty much done. Not nearly as celebrated, our mosquito situation. I don't have a song for that.
Oh, I bet we could find one.
I don't know that we want one.
You have to find the most annoying song
just play
of
that.
All time.
We have...
It could be the same song, actually.
But we don't want to confuse people.
Right, yeah, we don't want you to think it's cicadas.
We do have reports from around southeast Wisconsin that people right now are getting dragged off by the mosquito crop.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of rain, and it's been hot, so two really important ingredients for the birth of mosquitoes, bumper crop. That has not been the case, however, for everyone, which is why Eric and I began asking the question, particularly in the city or suburban areas right around Milwaukee. Anecdotally, I know I haven't had like any in my sphere.
Right, yeah, me too.
Just not running into them. So here's our UW entomologist on that.
A couple of things could be going on, and it really depends on where you're located in the state. Now, first of all, as you mentioned, we've had a lot of rain, and we know mosquitoes need rain for their juvenile stages to develop. So from a certain point of view, that clock is ticking. We have set the stage. They have what they need. In some areas, the mosquitoes are already out in force. In other areas, it's still a little quiet, but they could be coming.
So in a nutshell, if you ain't got them, you're going to get them. And they're coming.
The clock is ticking.
Back to the cicadas.
They'll sing at the top of their voices and they pee in the wind.
You remember that guy?
Oh, that's right.
That was another one of those professors. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, located right here in Milwaukee, this month unveiled a limited edition cicada bobblehead. Due to an unusual overlap of the life cycles of two broods of cicadas, read the press release, trillions of the insects expected to emerge in the U.S., et cetera, et cetera, positioned on a base bearing its name across the front with a grass-like texture on top, the cicada bobblehead features its prominent red eyes set wide apart, short antenna, and membranous wings. The bobbleheads, which will be individually numbered, are only available through the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum online store. So there's that.
Okay. In case we want to remember.
You'll remember. Anytime you hear a cicada now, you're going to think of this show.
Or John Cicada.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold, our guest on Brewers 360, coming up at 7:45.
Lots of reports again of different shark attacks, aren't we? Doesn't it seem that way again?
Yeah, and it's hard to tell. Like, is this just what the networks do?
Yeah,
right. It's summer, it's shark attack season, and
you hear
people
the
pay
stories,
attention.
Yeah. And well, you know,
or are there more of them?
I always worry about this because the last major story that we were talking about before 9/11 was shark attacks.
Oh, yeah, that was dominating the headlines.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's been a lot of shark attack stories since 9/11, so I guess we're hopefully that means we're good. And more sharks coming to TV tonight.
Captain America's hidden secret power, swimming with sharks.
My first time being out here in a long time.
The new Captain America, Anthony Mackie, kicks off National Geographic's Shark Fest tonight with the show Shark Beach. And as a certified scuba diver for almost 20 years, he's been in the water with a bunch of sharks.
Great whites in South Africa, whale sharks in Mexico, a blue whale off the coast of Cape Town.
And he says he's more in awe than afraid.
Being in the water with them, you see how majestic and how powerful they are, but also you just see how beautiful they are.
Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie debuts tonight on Nat Geo. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I've seen a shark in the water.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Not scuba diving, but doing the snorkeling. And Turk saw a reef shark. Followed it, actually. Swam over it and watched it swim for a bit.
Is that like it? Going, hey, what you doing?
Yeah. That's like a not going to eat you kind of shark.
I was told that, and he didn't seem very interested in us. So
okay. I don't know, man.
You know what's so funny is that we were part of this little group, so we're snorkeling, and I'm watching this thing, and I look over, and there's this girl. She couldn't have been older than 10, and she's also doing it, but she's part of a larger group, and she was just watching it on her own with me.
Yeah.
So I was kind of keeping an eye on her. I thought later, I'm like, man, she probably went back and said, I saw a shark. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, Lucy. You didn't say anything.
Nope, Lucy, that was her name.
I'm
you were keeping an
up.
Eye on her
I'm
in case.
In
case you needed everybody out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, get out of the water.
Just wanted to make sure, you know.
7:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. At an event with our partners at Johnson & Sons Paving, they put on a golf event for a lot of their customers and partners. Really good day, but somebody came up to me. Hey, how come you don't do trivia with Tausch on Thursdays anymore? Really upset about it.
Oh, boy. Hey, well,
do you know what I told him?
Worry, we have trivia today.
I told him that.
Yeah.
But first I told him, we kind of stopped doing it because it was bad. we just didn't think it was a very good segment.
It wasn't working as well as we wanted it to.
But today it's going to work great.
Yes, we have Summerfest Trivia with Tausch coming up in 10 minutes.
And then just after 8 o'clock today, we'll walk you through some of the rules, parameters for tonight's presidential debate. And you probably don't even really need to watch it. You know why? Because we asked ChatGPT AI to come up with the best debate burns for each candidate.
Hey, what are they going to say? We already know.
We already know. So we'll share that with you coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Brewers 360 is next. We got Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold joining us next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
NBA Draft continues this afternoon. Bucks pick third today, 33rd pick overall in the NBA draft. Wednesday night, the Bucks held on to their first-round pick, staying pat at number 23 and selecting a 6'5 guard, 19 years old, A.J. Johnson. He's been playing in the Australian National Basketball League, as I say about every draft. I was like, that's a great pick.
Yep.
I don't know. Don't know anything about it, but they must know what they're doing.
All right, yeah, we're going to say it was a great pick. Wednesday afternoon could not have gone any better, and if you're like me bringing someone to a game that isn't really into baseball, it was perfect. It was a gorgeous day. There was a inside the Parker. There was a grand slam, and there was a walk-off win. How about that?
That's yeah, you like that, kids? It's like that every night at the yard.
Every game. 6-5 Brewers win. They're off today. They take on the Cubs starting tomorrow night at AmFam Field.
Brewers Outdoors 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
So, first question right out of the gate. You make this trade for the starter, Dallas Keuchel. He maybe got off the plane and walked right onto the mound. Did you know, like, you get the guys, Murph makes the lineup. Did you know Murph was going to throw him in, like, right off the airplane?
Yeah, we communicated with him immediately about that, and actually met him the night before, so he was able to get in. It wasn't just roll off the bird and show up.
We had it's how I said it was. He went from the airport, he caught an Uber in uniform.
No, we've had a handful of those in the past, and I can tell you those are a little dicey, especially if the flight isn't maybe not on time. But no, he had a little bit more runway there, and did a nice job for us, keeping us in that game.
Does he stay on the hill? Are you going to use him again?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, look, he's a proven veteran, major league pitcher with a Cy Young Award in his cabinet, you know, and so a tremendous track record, and for what he's been through in his career, he's struggled pitching well in AAA to come back, especially recently. Is a really cool thing, and I really like having his type of his pedigree on our roster.
What's the closest call you've ever had as far as a player? You said you've had some close ones. Has it ever been like player just shows up 20 minutes before the game,
right? Like a call up from Nashville or whatever.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, we've had a few of them. You know, the backstory on Hauser, honestly, when one of the days when he threw up on the mound, I don't know if you remember that, but He showed up, he drank too many Red Bulls, and he forgot to eat breakfast. And he was in the bullpen, came in the game, and threw up on the back of the mound. So, you know, one of those things, that's one of the flights that I can remember, kind of gross, but that's one of the more memorable ones on my mind.
You know what that reminds me of is you're late for your tea time, and your buddies are texting you on the way. Like, dude, how far out are you? We're next on the box.
I know, right? I know.
No, I'm in the parking lot. Get my shoes on. Hey, let me ask you about Andrew Monasterio. I can't remember the last time we mentioned his name. I can't remember the last time we played a highlight. But he got called upon in the top of in the bottom of the 10th and came up the hero yesterday. Story of this ball club.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Vince. I mean, look, Andrew is such a pro, and he's such a good kid. You know, he's always in there working hard and just waiting for his chance. And when he gets a call, I mean, obviously you see our infield there. With how well Ortiz is playing, Adames is playing, Terang is playing. I mean, there just aren't going to be a ton of paths for him to get in the lineup, but he prepares so hard, and I'm so proud of him because he deserves that. He's such an awesome kid.
Matt, I feel like every year there, you know, has its interesting little intricacies or whatnot, and every year has different storylines or whatnot. This one seems different this year. There's so many little things that have happened. We've had these inside the Parkers. We've had like a bunch of grand slams. We have these fun walk-offs. We've had Snoop Dogg in the broadcast booth. This year seems different. To me, it comes off as championship season type of stuff.
Man, that's all we're looking for, you know. I mean, we've had our heart broken a handful of times in the playoffs the last few years, and it is really, really hard on this franchise. I can tell you that a lot of people who really care and really do want to win a championship for this city. It means a ton to us, and I know it means a ton to everybody else. So, you know, that's what we get up hard at work hard every day to get up and do. And you know, I certainly think that this team is good enough to do that. Like you said, I mean, there are different contributions from everybody in our lineup. Our bullpen has stepped up and done a great job. A lot of guys in our rotation, some have a lot of experience, some don't. Just getting a lot of cool contributions from everywhere. And yeah, I think this team does certainly have a chance to do just that.
We've asked you about this before. Now it's your counterpart for the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, who's in the hot seat, who's on the clock
The
NBA draft continues. You pay any attention to that, or did you communicate with John at all?
Did you text him any suggestions?
Hey, listen, I got thoughts for you, too.
I can't even tell you, like, who or what. I didn't even know the draft was going on in the NBA, I'll be honest. So
how'd you like that? These guys get two rounds. You have, like, 507 rounds in baseball.
Yeah. No, I wish. I mean, I love just the draft in general, and actually have been working hard. I was up really late last night. Working on our draft, you know, and so they were uh, they put the draft over the All-Star break this year for us. So it's a lot. And then we have the trade deadline right after that. So, you know, really, I love the NBA draft. And I love all drafts, but I've been focused more on ours than the one in the NBA,
unfortunately. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we like you right where you are. Thanks, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, Cubs come to town tomorrow night. Brewers are off today.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.
Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah. Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauschron, Wisconsin's Morning News, is sponsored by Kohler Services. At an event yesterday, Tausch with our friends from Johnson & Sons Paving. Guy there wanted
to... Did you get to work?
Yeah. What's
What'd
that?
You do? Did you get a little work in, or was it just fun?
No, this was not my on-site work event. This was their golf event, so we hung out and talked to various Johnsons, as well as fans of the program here. And one guy was really bent out of shape that we don't do trivia with Tausch on Thursdays anymore.
Well, there you go. Yeah. When people speak, we bring it back to existence. So, and when there's Summerfest going on. So yeah,
why don't you just tell us what you want on the show?
All right. Are we ready for this now? Are we good? Okay, let's start.
I believe we are, Eric. Yes.
All right. Summerfest returns. Let's do a little trivia with Tausch Summerfest version. Slater Kinney, indie band, plays the Briggs & Stratton tonight. Lead singer is Corinne Tucker. Some of these singers and musicians need other jobs. Not all of them can make a living just on the singing.
Johnson & Sons Paving? Is she working at Johnson & Sons?
All right, thanks. Okay, yep, that's it. Next question. Okay, what does she do other than play music? A, Corinne Tucker is in web development and interactive media for a healthcare company. B, she operates a sustainable garden in Washington State. C, she works as an EMT.
I'm going to say sustainable garden.
I'm right there with you, Tausch. The only thing that would lead you astray on that line of thinking is that seems pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. Obvious answer isn't, but... being an EMT that's an intense operation. I feel like musicians, they're on the road a lot. They have different things pop up and schedule. That garden, you can have somebody else kind of help out. I feel like that has to be the right answer here.
This indie band lead singer is in web development interactive media for a healthcare company. Moving on. I burn like a wicker cabinet. Eve 6. Plays the U.S. Cellular Stage, 4 p.m. day drinking type of show for those Eve 6 fans today. Two Truths and a Lie for Eve 6. The band is named after a character on The X-Files. In 2020, the lead singer, Max Collins, would be dubbed the new king of Twitter because of his posts. And finally, Eve 6 has had 7 different drummers. Two Truths and a Lie. Would you like me to run through them again, or are you good?
So I think he probably thought of himself as the king of Twitter, so that probably is a truth in his book, but I'm guessing would actually be a lie in the real world. I think that I'm going to say A, because I bet they've went through 7 drummers, so I'm saying A.
I'm with Tausch, 100%.
The band is named after an actual character on The X-Files, Dr. Sally Kendrick, Eve 6 in 1993's episode, where she played several Eve characters. And in 2020, Loudwire crowned Max Collins the new king of Twitter because he was hilarious on Twitter. So, no, they have not had 7 drums.
How many have they had, you know? Probably just the same
guy. I think 2.
He's like, hey, what the hell?
All right, moving on. We got one more to do here. It's Keith Urban. Keith Urban headlines the American Family Amphitheater on Saturday. Two Truths and a Lie. Urban's favorite sport is bowling. Urban has never been to Illinois. His nickname growing up was Suburban.
Well, I hope Tausch number three is true. That's pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good. That, right? Yeah, and I would bet at some point he's been to Illinois. So I'm going to say A is the lie.
Agree.
Urban's favorite sport is bowling. Just pick you up. And he is the younger of two brothers, so his nickname growing up was Suburban.
Never been to Illinois? I don't understand.
Well, I made up the Illinois one.
Yeah.
That's the lie.
Oh, that's the lie.
Yeah. The other two are true.
All right.
Enough to drink. Huh. So you guys were over
that
three.
I would say that was our best performance.
really good, Tausch.
Yeah, awesome. Yep, good stuff.
It'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
It will. Because blue looks good on the sky.